Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you're joining us from. My name is Aaron or Yuri Kolber, and we are here on part two of a two-part series discussing how to drive business results both for yourselves as partners and for customers by ensuring that Office 365 gets adopted and used appropriately at the customer's installations. Supporting me are Kirby Bartholomew and Sarah Gunderson, and at the end of the session I will give you email addresses in case you need to contact us. And before we get kicked off, I just want to do a brief overview of where we're heading. So I'm going to spend a couple of minutes doing a brief review of the adoption methodology and framework that we spoke about in part one. And if you haven't attended that or listened to it, I would strongly urge you to do so. And then we're going to take that adoption methodology and see how we can apply it in practice to various business scenarios that might be appropriate at your customers. At the end, I'll point you towards some additional resources and some steps that you can take further on. And so looking at our framework that we spoke about in part one, phase one is all about envisioning. It's all about looking at the customer's strategic business goals and ensuring that our proposals map onto that. This is so that we can get engagement from senior business decision makers and make sure that they sponsor our engagements. However, what's quite critical is to then move on to phase two, where we are going to take those strategic business goals and devolve them into business scenarios, business initiatives, and all the way down to use cases. It's those use cases that are going to play a pivotal role in getting engagement from users, in making sure that users understand why, what's in it for them, why they should consume Office 365. Once we have done that, then we can engage with the users in a plan to not only roll out the capabilities, but to communicate, to train, to support, to champion. At the end, what we're going to do, the last phase, is measure back. In other words, look at the critical success factors, the success criteria, the key performance indicators that we discussed with the customer in phase one, and prove to the customer that we have in fact delivered on our promise. But the key point here is to then iterate. In other words, the end of the first phase of the rollout should merely be the beginning of the next phase. In other words, it's the next phase of rolling out different capabilities to the same groups, or adding different groups within the business to roll the same capabilities to. And so we're going to be looking at four specific business scenarios, with additionally an overarching one. The overarching one is getting it done from anywhere and on any device, and I'd like to spend a second talking about what it is. The it, of course, is anything the customer needs to do in order to achieve his tactical and strategic goals. Four specific business scenarios coming out of that is dealing with storage and access to information anywhere, anytime, using OneDrive for Business or SharePoint, working as a network, using Yammer to do collaboration. The fairly basic and fundamental scenario, which is accessing email and calendar from anywhere, any device, that usually is one that's fairly easy to roll out to customers who are more resistant to some of the more advanced scenarios. And then running not only business meetings, but support and communication, real-time communication with Link. Now, the thing to remember about all of these scenarios is that adoption is key to getting business value out of them. In other words, what's going to make or break the return on investment that the customer is going to get is how much ongoing consumption users in his organization have made of the capabilities. And at this point, I would like to draw your attention to some resources on success.office.com. If you look at success.office.com, you will be able to see precisely these scenarios that we've just mentioned. And for each one of them, you will be able to see downloadable templates that will allow you to execute on engagement with customers around these scenarios. They're well worth looking at, and of course, they should be customized and localized in order to have the best impact. And before we get launched into investigating each one of the scenarios, I also wanted to point you to Microsoft Office Demos. MicrosoftOfficeDemos.com is an environment where you as a partner can create pre-populated demo tenants. This is quite important because in order to explain to customers what the benefits are of each one of the scenarios that we spoke about and we will dive into, sometimes the easiest way to talk about it is to show it. And the challenge is that in order to show the capabilities, you need to have a whole bunch of documents that you can search through and access and emails and personas that you can use inside the demo. That's exactly what MicrosoftOfficeDemos.com allows you to do, is to create demo tenants that are fully populated and that you can access from anywhere and demo to the customer what business advantages he can get from that. And so let's get down to it, and starting off with the overarching scenario we spoke about, getting it done from anywhere. I want to point out a few things for you. As I work through the four scenarios plus the overarching one, we are going to use the same structure in terms of the slides. On the left-hand side, what we have is what value is the customer really looking for? Think about it. Customers are not really looking for the marketing terminology, the cloud-powered connection, etc. They're looking for much more down-to-earth stuff. They're looking for better collaboration, more productivity from the employees because that translates to more revenue per employee. They're looking to work with their customers better. They're looking for better privacy, security, etc. But even that is not the be-all and end-all. What's quite critical is for you not to use these generic value statements, but do the so what thing. In other words, what will you, Mr. Customer, be able to do that maps onto your tactical and strategic business goals? The easiest way to do that is to map each one of these onto a use case that you have devolved from the strategic business goal through a business scenario and down to use cases. At the bottom left-hand side are the core technologies that we're going to be using, which in our case is nearly everything in Office 365. And to the right-hand side of the slide, there are the sort of statements that you can use in order to discuss with the customer and to illustrate the so what. In other words, to illustrate the scenario, accessing from any device anywhere. That is not the powerful thing. It's the story around that that is the powerful thing. In other words, what if your salespeople, your managers, your production foreman could access information from any device anytime? What if your salespeople were more productive? What if your engineers could collaborate seamlessly? In other words, co-author documents at the same time from anywhere, etc. It's about agility, but again, it's the so what of agility. Customers don't want agility for agility's sake. What they're looking for is the byproduct of agility, the ability to deal with their competitors faster, the ability to respond to customers in an easier way. And the second slide of the series is about what sort of things can you showcase? In other words, using something like Microsoft Office Demos, what can you show? What can you demo to the customer, bearing in mind that the demo itself is not what's powerful, but the so what aspect. In other words, what is the story that you are telling to the customer while you're doing the demo, which maps onto the business scenario or onto their strategic goal, or best of all, onto the use cases that you developed. On the right-hand side, we have some additional upsell and cross-sell opportunities for you as a partner. Which ones are appropriate for you, of course, depends on what sort of capabilities you have in your business. And so if you have development capabilities, then leveraging the Office 365 APIs, the application programming interfaces, allows you to build the capabilities further. If you've got integration capabilities, then integrating Office 365 capabilities with other Microsoft capabilities like Dynamics CRM, but also with any legacy line of business applications the customer may have. Leveraging the search and content relevant experiences like Delve, for example, that are built into Office 365. creating SharePoint sites. And dealing with things like advising the customer on which information should be deployed where and how. Those are some of the opportunities for add-on value that you can provide as a partner, and that are essentially business initiatives for you. At this point, before we dive into the individual scenarios, I thought I would bring up one case study. It's one of many. You can get all of these case studies, literally tens of thousands of them, at microsoft.com/case studies. This particular case study is of the Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry. It's an organization that is not very large. It's only got about 500 employees, but is spread quite thinly. It's got 12 offices inside India and 7 international offices. Of course, that presents quite a challenge for this organization to ensure that employees do not reinvent the wheel, that they are able to work together, to collaborate, and so that they're able to leverage each other. And basically what they did is they started an investigation using one of our partners, PC Solutions, and they selected Office 365. Now, having selected Office 365, they didn't do it in a big bang approach. They rolled out individual capabilities in different phases, which I think is quite a smart way of doing it, both for the organization and for the partner. They started off with what is very often the foot in the door, moving email and calendars out into the cloud, because it's quite easy for users to understand that, and for business leaders within the organization to understand the advantage that they would get from it. But then they added Link Online for some real-time collaboration over and above the standard ability to do emails and calendaring. And now, after having tested OneDrive for Business, they're considering rolling out OneDrive for Business and SharePoint, as well as Yammer, in order to improve sort of cross-departmental and cross-geographical collaboration on a person-to-person sort of level. So the scenarios that I'm about to look at here, these are very real-world scenarios, and you will be able to find many, many case studies of organizations that have executed along this path of looking at one or two scenarios at a time and then cross-selling or upselling to the next one. So starting off with our first scenario, which is store, sync, and share your work files. This is one that obviously particularly useful for organizations that are dispersed, or where one is going to have access to information from lots of physical locations. But more than that, this is all about collaboration. This is, at the very basic level, what collaboration is about. So looking at some of the value that customers are looking for, we've already mentioned collaboration. Collaboration makes people more productive. It saves them having to reinvent the wheel, but it's much more than that. Thinking about Version control. Version control is all about saving people from the consequences of mistakes, allowing them to roll back. It means that if we have geographically dispersed teams that can collaborate on documents simultaneously, it's really the most basic way that we have of sharing information. It's what replaces the old file shares, but in a much more user-friendly and more efficient manner. So we're talking about, at the very basic level, OneDrive and then SharePoint. But of course, there's much more to it than that, because built into OneDrive for Business and into SharePoint is the online version of the Office applications, which can be used from anywhere. And of course, we can escalate the collaboration through Yammer to collaboration in real time, and that of course you're using Link as well. Also, don't forget that whatever is stored centrally on OneDrive for Business, on SharePoint, is later on a target for Delve machine learning. And so in the long term, that itself builds up another opportunity both for you as a partner to roll out a new capability and for the customer to get more return on investment. Of course, the key to that is ensuring that all the users store all the information on Office 365, on OneDrive for Business, and on SharePoint. Otherwise, if they're not doing that on an ongoing basis, it makes it very difficult for other people to collaborate with them. So what we're getting here is real-time collaboration, the ability to co-author and co-edit, the ability to very easily see who made what change by looking at versions. Working with anyone is quite important, because you could actually share not only within your organization, but outside your organization. Customers could be sharing with their customers and with their supply chain. And the beauty behind it is that the information is available anywhere, anytime, and on practically any device. So what can you show the customers? Here are some ideas of what you can demonstrate. How easy it is to share a file, how easy it is to upload files using the standard applications that customers are used for, how easy it is to search for information and to search for information in what other people have uploaded. And of course, always quite useful to show co-authoring scenarios. Again, best place to do this is using the Microsoft Office demos demo tenants. And also remember the so what. You want to make sure that you tell a story and not just show the capability. In other words, the capability has to be mapped on to the customer's business scenario. On the right-hand side, as we mentioned before, there are a whole bunch of ideas about where you can take it in further in terms of upsell and cross-sell. Again, this depends on what capabilities you have in your business. So leveraging APIs, customizing applications, if you have development capabilities, developing vertical type of solutions for industries. But it's not just that. It's making sure that the customer has got disaster recovery, data loss solutions, talking with the customers about enterprise content management, about governance and privacy, introducing scenarios that are hybrid scenarios that allow the customer to store some information on-premise for regulatory compliance basis or for sensitivity basis. If you've got the technical know-how to build a single sign-on systems or Active Directory Federation to integrate into existing on-premise systems. But of course, there's much more opportunity here in terms of training and in terms of consulting to the customer about data privacy, intellectual property protection, and designing the storage. In other words, designing what should be stored where. The next scenario I'd like to look at is working like a network. This, of course, involves utilizing Yammer as a way of building person-to-person connection, working across geographic as well as departmental boundaries, and leveraging some of the social capabilities in order to enrich the way that we collaborate. And so diving down into some of the scenarios here, looking at what customers are looking for. So basically, customers are looking to connect. Okay. So what we're looking at is to connect resources. Think of your own employees as resources. Think about the customers' employees, the suppliers externally, the consultants. We want to connect people to be able to connect them rapidly so they don't necessarily have to navigate through organizational hierarchies. Because we want to be able to improve collaboration and make it as fluid and as rich as possible. It's about breaking down silos, departmental silos, organizational silos, geographical silos, and bottom line, making it easier for employees to find experts and communicate with experts so as to tap the knowledge that people have. Now, it's not only Yammer. Of course, it is Yammer, but remember, Yammer can we can use Yammer to attach information. We can use Yammer to enrich SharePoint Online and OneDrive for Business storage. In other words, to create discussions around documents and not just discussions on their own. Ultimately, this is what makes Delve more useful, because Delve can utilize all this information in order to build maps of who talks to whom within the business, and hence an understanding of whose information might be worthwhile sharing with whom. So this is about making a bigger impact through collaboration, a more real-time impact than, say, just sharing a document or sharing a site. It's about discovering insights by looking at what people are saying about what. It makes it easier to share ideas because it's less formal than having to type up a document and post it. And it's about helping employees find the required information, even if it hasn't been formalized in a document or a file. And possibly something that is worthwhile looking at is the concept of helping employees show themselves off, show off their capabilities. This business of letting employees become heroes, letting them help other people and gain credibility for doing that, there is a lot of value in that. And so what we want to do is we want to show how Delve can help us communicate very rapidly inside an organization and outside that organization across all departments. And of course, there are a fair number of capabilities that will allow you to cross-sell and upsell when you complete a project successfully. So the ability to integrate social into other projects that you're running, the ability to integrate into line of business applications, the ability to integrate, for example, Yammer into SharePoint or into CRM, the ability to launch Yammer feeds from inside line of business applications. Obviously, that depends on the capabilities that you have in your organization. So remember that Yammer feeds ultimately will get picked up by Delve machine learning, which means that that provides another opportunity for you to position the value, the business value of Delve and the business value of a project to roll Delve out. And I think there is a very, very substantial consulting opportunity, because the majority of our customers are not fully aware of the value of enterprise social and what it will help them drive within their organization in terms of real-time, simple, informal collaboration. The next scenario we're going to look at is the standard foot in the door scenario. But by that I mean it's the one that's usually easiest to pitch to the customer. It's easier for customers to understand, to comprehend, particularly if they're not used to the cloud. This is normally one of the first scenarios that one pitches. Access to email anywhere, anytime, access to calendar anywhere, anytime, any device. I think most customers understand the critical need to have access to email. And it's quite easy to pitch to them the business value of being able to do it anywhere, anytime. And so looking at some of the things that customers are looking for in terms of, remember, the value that customers are looking for, we are looking to make it easier to communicate. Email is accepted as the standard for business communication. We want to make it easier to get to the email, to respond to emails, easier to schedule meetings if you're on the phone or on the tablet or if you're at home. It shouldn't make any difference. We want to make the system intuitive. In other words, we want it to look the same and feel the same as much as possible. The bottom line is being able to access email and calendar anywhere means that people's mobility is increased. It means that salespeople can respond more rapidly to things that have come up, irrespective of where they are. Managers can respond quicker and more accurately to things that might need their attention. And so we're looking at Outlook on devices, as well as Outlook web app, which can be accessed from any device that provides access to a browser. And what we're looking for, essentially, the ideas is everyone is familiar with Outlook. Now you can have Outlook that works anywhere. And of course, Outlook is not just emails. Outlook is emails, it's contacts, it's calendars, it's tasks. It really is a substantial amount of what we do every day. But more important than that, remember that besides the fact that Outlook is fairly easy and people know how to use it, which makes it very easy to find stuff and makes it very easy to navigate, there's also presence, which gives you a nice segue into Link. So in other words, the fact that if I sell Exchange Online and I sell Link, it's quite easy to then A, see presence, and B, being able to escalate a, for example, an email conversation to a chat conversation, to an audio conversation, to a video conference, which allows customers to respond very rapidly to things that need to be responded rapidly. And so looking at some of the things that you can show, again, I'm referring back to the Microsoft Office demos because that has a number of mailboxes and calendars, numbers of personas, so you can show emails that already exist and appointments that already exist. So what that allows you, how to make life more efficient by organizing contacts into groups and emails and appointments into categories, and how to schedule meetings and send emails to groups of people from anywhere, from any device, glancing at schedules in order to organize appointments, how to provide access to team folders and to team calendars. These are all things, again, that should be shown in the context of a story about the customer's business initiatives and use cases. That story becomes a lot more powerful if it's talking about the customer's intent. And then, of course, the standard upsell, cross-sell, the ability to leverage the APIs in order to do integration, the ability to do e-discovery and talk about retention for legal purposes, the ability to then drive data loss prevention and auditing and disaster recovery, integration with all sorts of other capabilities like OneNote and Yammer and SharePoint, and consulting again in terms of what should be stored where and what are the regulatory compliance implications. These are things that customers do require a lot of help with, and if you have the right capabilities or you recruit the right people, can provide a substantial business opportunity for you as a partner. And so on to the final scenario in this part of the series, running more effective meetings, typically using Link. Now, remember that Link is not just about meetings. Yes, of course, we can run very effective meetings, whether they are chat type meetings or whether they're audio or video meetings. Remember that they're not only internal. There is nothing stopping me from communicating in real time externally to the organization with my customers and with my suppliers. But remember that Link is about more than meetings. I can share my desktop. I can share applications. I can share documents. I can take control of other people's machines, which means that it's a great way to support people and to help people remotely. And so looking at the value, a better way to engage with people inside and outside, audio and video collaboration, real-time collaboration is a very important part of what we want to achieve. Having more productive meetings, shortcutting meetings by also making available presentations and documents, integrating between Link and OneDrive for Business or Yammer. It's an easy way to connect on the go, okay, because you can run Link from your mobile and from a tablet and from a web browser from anywhere. So this is just another way in the arsenal that you have of different capabilities to collaborate with people. Remember that it's quite easy also to do integration with Outlook so that I can escalate an email conversation to an audio or a video conversation. It's quite easy to collaborate using OneNote and connect it to a Link session. It's also very easy to collaborate using OneDrive for Business and SharePoint groups. So it's about multi-party conferencing, high-definition video conferencing on the web and using the rich client. It's about connecting not just inside your organization, but externally as well. Communicating the right way. So sometimes the right way is to create a document. Sometimes you need to talk to somebody in order to get the right answer and make the right impact. So it's about making virtual meetings transparent and making them easier to organize and easier to run. And so some ideas for you about what you can show, how to set up a meeting and how to call a meeting, how to share the screen and share documents and pass control, how to access Link on a mobile phone. Again, it's difficult to show Link unless you have other users, other personas to do sharing with. This is the nice thing about the MicrosoftOfficeDemos.com site, which allows you to create these tenants that will allow you to do that. Integration with e-discovery systems, the e-discovery solutions, sharing information, integrating information with Exchange and SharePoint and Yammer, and leveraging APIs. That's, of course, if you have those skills within your organization or you intend to build those skills. One last thing I want to mention that you should be watching in Link, as you should have already heard, Link is going to be replaced during 2015 by Skype for Business. And so you're going to be able to see even more capabilities built into what today is Link. And it's going to become, from a user experience perspective, closer to what we are currently getting from Skype. In other words, it's going to be easier to use. And so to summarize, what we did is we looked at the overarching scenario, which says, I want to be able to help the customer do it, whatever he needs to do in order to drive his business value. I want to allow him to do it better, faster, etc. We looked at four specific scenarios, storing and sharing information and synchronizing information using OneDrive for Business or SharePoint Online. Communicating and collaborating in a less formal way, working like a network using Yammer, talking about email and calendar and tasks and contacts access anywhere, anytime, and holding real-time audio and video communications and sessions and support session using Link. Of course, you can use all of these or any combination of these together. The reason why we are talking about individual scenarios here is because you can drive with the scenario that's most meaningful into the customer and then cross-sell and upsell to the other scenarios. Remember that all of these scenarios share one thing in common: adoption. Adoption usage is the key. In other words, the customer is A, only going to see real return on investment if the organization and the employees within it have continuous usage of the capability. More than that, that's going to make it easier for you to cross-sell and upsell to additional scenarios. And so before we bid you goodbye, I want to point you to a few useful resources. And so you will find that online, there are a fair number of training sessions in addition to this one. Technical training is normally under Ignite, so you can do a search for that. Sales training for Office 365 is under Drumbeat, and so you can do a search for that. In terms of engaging customers, engaging the customer's employees, engaging your own employees, look at the Customer Success Center. In other words, look at success.office.com. And there is a cloud adoption profitability playbook, which will help you understand where it is that you can make additional profit from selling not just Office 365, but the services that are attached to it. What's quite important is to join the adoption communities. And so if you look on Yammer, we have an Office 365 partner network, and we have specific adoption communities where partners and Microsoft people share information around what are the best practices around adoption. And last but not least, if you need any more assistance or more information about this session or any others, please feel free to drop us a line on our email addresses and we'll get back to you. Thank you very much for attending the session. I hope it was useful, and we hope to see you again in a future session. Bye for now.